Hello and welcome to another episode of Civic Bands. Please, I want to tell you first thing before we go into this conversation. If you've not listened to our first, our second, and our third conversation, you're the one snoozing or you're the one losing out on big time civic conversation. Alright, so my name is Nancy Odemeku. I'm your host for today's edition. And yes, we're having someone that is gracing our studio for the first time. And what's the coincidence? It happens to be the first band in Q2. And yeah, ladies and gentlemen, please, a round of applause as I welcome Mr. No, should I say Mr.? a round of applause as I welcome Mr. Oluseyi Adenuga. He's a research and policy analyst with Budget Foundation.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on board. Yeah. Yes, you're our first guest for Q2. And please, enjoy your tea, minus the cookie, you know, plus the coffee. All right, it's so good to have you, right? So something happened a couple of weeks ago, like everywhere scattered for Nigeria internet. What happened? I'm sure you're a researcher, so it's not news for you. And yes, we want you to be as comfortable as possible because you are going to help us to break down some things. As Nigerians that we are, there are some big terms that are difficult to understand. You will not blame us. We are not Oyibo, I want to go that type of thing. So I think March, February, within thereabouts, the internet was a buzz, you know. Budget padding, budget padding, budget padding. Anywhere where you look, budget padding. Anywhere where you see, ningi, 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 ningi. You know, we saw that, or it made the headline that it was a 3.7 trillion naira budget padding, or trillion naira that was padded to the Nigeria's 2024 budget. And it was not just something that maybe a CSO like budget spotted, it was actually one of the senators that flagged that thing. And that is why I'm excited about this conversation, because we get to understand, okay, how these issues come about, what really are the terms that you are using. Because truth be told, as at then, many Nigerians still don't really know what budget padding is, and that is why I want us to start the conversation from. So Shay, if you want to explain it to somebody that's a layman, somebody that does not really know the nitty-gritty of, you know, the civic space, is not exposed to big grammar, big words, how would you explain budget padding to that person?
Well, in a layman's language, budget padding is just a financial normality that occurs.
You're using big English. Bam, bam, bam. We are not doing any. This is a big part, please. We cannot leave. Yes. Bring it down. Don't bring abnormality. What are we abnormal in? Bring it down. Yeah? Please help us.
Budget padding, they talk about,
yes,
the increase, okay, when it happened between the process of when budget is being proposed. Okay. And when it's been approved. For example, now, the fit also, okay, they want to repair this road.
Yes.
For 1 million.
Yes.
When they under budget proposal.
Okay.
But by the time they come approval,
yes,
the fit also from 1 million, they don't inflate up to 1.5 million.
Okay.
So, most times, all these things now because of corruption. And all these inflations, all this bad thing where they happen for this our budget.
Yes.
No, they're beneficial to the citizen.
Okay, so now, let me follow you back to back. If in the stage of budget proposal, the particular money for a road project, for instance, is $1 million, yes, or $1 billion, by the time the budget is now passed, it would have automatically increased to 1.5 billion. Where the 0.5 billion now come from is what we don't know.
Yes.
And it was not there in the proposal.
Yes.
And they did not tell us that they've increased so.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Oh, okay.
So you want to see something like that. And aside that also, you will see some of the projects that were not in the proposed
budget.
Yeah, by the time they approve, you start seeing some other new line items.
So apart from adding money to specific items that were already in that proposed,
insert
fresh things.
Yes.
But what are they doing? Why is this so?
It is not a new thing. It has been happening when we have Nigerian budgets. I remember in 2016, over 2,000 new inserted projects were detected, and which amount to over like 481 billion in our budget for that year. And that same year, Yahya Gusau will be the DG of budget office was sacked by Buhari
because of
that singular act, and they replaced him with Tijani Abdullahi. That even that year they had to bring in Benakabuizi to be the special advisor on planning to the Minister of Budget and Planning. So it has not only today begin.
It doesn't
Don't think.
It's not
in. So even in 2018, a scenario also occurred that over 6,000 plus budgets, line items were being detected again. And for this last one, we just happened where this budget will be inside now. Under budget with flagged over 7,004 something
line items
that were inserted, and which amount to close to 2.28 trillion.
People know they fear God.
So imagine that. And when we see all these things, they are not beneficial to the citizen. And when you look at our budget, for example, public sector that inflates this budgets that are inserting for, they have an envelope of 100 billion for their constituency projects. There are most times they even overshoot it. Because each senator in Nigeria has an envelope of 100 billion for your constituency that you have to project that you think will be beneficial for your
constituency.
But because of all this amount, they still have to what? Go outside that.
Outside the
already budgeted project for them. So all this needs to be checkmate. And this time around, it happened that it is now one of them
that mentioned it. Yes. That's even going to take me to my next question, because you mentioned earlier that it's not nobody today this one starts.
Nobody today.
In fact, if you know Nigerian budget, you should. In fact, it's Nigerian budget, budget party. Nigerian budget, / budget party. Nigerian budget equals to budget party. It is impossible for you to see nearly impossible, because we are looking up to better days. It is nearly impossible that you see a complete budget that CSOs like budgets now analyze and they didn't find where it was padded. So what is the difference now between that one? Because this one actually it raised a lot of issue. So why did everybody sit up on this one to shine their eyes on it?
Due to our finding in budgets, what really happened is when the budget was passed as into law, as the approved budget, so the published budgets totaling 25 points. 5 trillion is not up to the 28.77 trillion that was. So what was missing? The budget breakdown of the government owned enterprise, INEC budgets, third form budgets, all this, and the National Judiciary Commission budgets were not properly breakdown, which amount to 3.3 trillion. So that was what brought, I think that was what point. You said it all to mention that it's amount of 3 points.
Yes.
3.7 trillion.
Yes.
But to our findings, this the budget breakdown of all these other components that were not at the GOE, the National Judiciary Commission, the National Assembly, the Third Fund, the High Net, they were not break, all this one amount to 3.3. So when you add up to the 3.5 that was. Total one that was published, so it make up 28.78 trillion total budget. So what we were able to flag is not up to that, because due to the inserting of the 7,447 new projects, so we sum up everything and they make up 2.24 trillion.
Okay.
So whether the senator was right or wrong with the figure, there is still budget padding in the budget.
So how do you think we can go about it now? Like what needs to change for this to stop happening?
That is where the issue of transparency has to come. Transparency. There should be transparency in the preparation of budgets. You have to involve the civil organization. Why do I say public oversight?
Okay.
Let the civil organization be involved, then view this budget before you what?
Before you
pass it out or print it out, and let them quickly what? Cite all these things and let there be amendment. Then also the issue of whistleblower, because some whistleblower will have want to
mention
know the issue,
because
they are looking at their protection. Will they be protected if
this come up?
Yes. So this and some of the things we need to what do so that we can bring it to minimal stage. Because let me tell you, in Nigeria, it's very hard to get a credit. But when we do the right thing at the right time, then we can start what? When they know the citizen are what, monitoring them, then there should be independent auditors also should be given the chance to check the budget. Let them audit what is okay, this amount you are calling this project, does it truly
measure up to
what it is? Fine, they will give excuses as if like, okay, do you know dollar exchange rate? But fine, do you know the budget has been, the exchange rate is pegged to a particular amount?
Yes. Irrespective. Like, let it go, so okay, calm down. It is where it is.
So, they should also put that in mind. That's why we need independent auditors, not even internal. Independent auditors should come and look through our budget before they are brought to the
government. So I have two things, right? Earlier you mentioned the case of 2016, where it led to the sanctions.
The dismissal. Yes.
Apart from that case, and you know this one that we have in 2023, are there any other cases?
No, there was one in 2018 that you mentioned also.
Okay.
There was over 6,403 sanctions too.
Inside.
That is around 578 billion. Wow. For 2018 also.
Okay, so that one was
Yes. So, the person that has to pay the price for that of 2016 was the DG. And he just came in, he only spent 6 months.
And they dismissed
him. And they dismissed him because he was supposed to spend his just 4 years in office. But he has to be dismissed. He has to pay the scapegoat.
That took the
form. But that will not stop after that. That next stop.
He still even climbed from billion to
trillion. Yes, trillion now.
And
we keep, every year we see the insertion keep increasing. From 2016 that I mentioned, they were over 2,000.
Okay.
In 2018, 6,000. Now in 2024, we have 7,000. Maybe if something is not done earlier, maybe by next year we might have over 8,000. And when you look at those inserted projects, you will look at this significant to the needs of the citizen. That's the question you should ask yourself.
Some of the line items.
Yes, are they significant? You will see some of the line items on the project saying borehole in so place. Let's say, okay, for example, they might say, okay, installation of borehole or electric solar panel or borehole. Yes, into. They will not mention the particular, they might just say in six.
In six geopolitical zones. So, you don't know the states.
Yes. So, how can you track such?
Sure, you want to.
When they never mention the exact location where it's taking place. You know, when they say, okay, we are sending, okay, 50 transformer to this to Anambra
Northeast,
Ibiora local government, for example, now, and maybe you can easily trace that.
Yeah, it's trackable.
So this is why I said, if there is a location, Wizu Black and easily say, okay, this project has not been worked. What happened in my locality? There is a road in my area that in the budget of this thing, it has been signed, it has been worked.
Done.
It has stated done, but nothing was done on that.
It was written done.
It was on the listing done and commissioned. But not even a stone was lifted in that area. So tell me, and the budget was released for that.
Money will also come.
And money will also come. So we see, even outside that, we see projects that, okay, there has been an allocation for this year, for the project on the budget this year. And next year you will see the same project will still reoccur. And the price will have what?
Double.
That's Nigeria. So even if there are no instructions at times, there is what? Increase.
There is increase in the amount that's allocated.
Yes.
So while you were giving us ways that to go forward, you mentioned opening the budget at the proposed stage to public scrutiny.
Yes.
But then I remember that the government did that, but there was something dicey about it. The time that the budget was passed, the proposed budget was released, and the time that they did that public hearing was not, I don't know, I may be wrong, I don't think it was too. Yeah, it was not a good amount, number of time for people to really scrutinize. That's one. I also remember budget was supposed to make some of the findings on that thing, and they did not give them up to 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
So how can we move forward like that?
That is why we have budget.
Because there are levels to public hearing.
Organizations.
Yes.
Because if you notice this, the budget of 2024, they were so eager to pass this because they were there is a a benchmark that the previous administration has set that okay, it's always
before December. Passed
before December.
Yes, that's true.
And okay, fine, you want to pass a budget at the approval stage, before you publish, let's keep this single organizations and all this external costs to what? To vet it.
Yes.
That is why you have to present your budget on time, then let the House of Assembly do what they want to do on time.
Yes.
Then, you know, by the time independent organization vets the budget before, they will have a copy of what they have got.
Some findings.
So by the time it is being published, if there's any other listing,
it will be small.
So they will not want to make it obvious so that people, the citizen will know what. Look at that. What is that part? They have what? What is Sasha Uye? Like normally say.
Yes.
So it will minimize drastically because they know there are some watchful eyes.
Yes. And speaking about watchful eyes, so as we wrap up the conversation, how can citizens now come and play this watchful eye game? Because sometimes it looks like you are fighting for people that never know that something is wrong. They don't even know the budget.
That is why, you know, in the budget process, citizens are being called to come out.
Participate.
Nigeria, nobody. You don't consign me. You don't deal like that since.
No, be yeah. Big or changer.
No, be big or changer.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the change has happened. Because our legislators are aware that, okay, these people are what? Most money knows bomber to bomber.
Yes.
They will what? So let every citizen be actively involved. If you're not actively involved, your generation that will come will suffer for it. So don't say, I'm not concerned. Because everybody now, the syndrome is japa. And when they go to other country.
If you can save
enough. If those ones do not monitor their government, they are not what?
The system will not be good enough for you
to run. To run to, yes.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes,
so
true.
We should also create an avenue that, okay, after you might have gone there for years, you are still coming back home.
To settle.
They will say there is no place like home. So if the home has gotten to a deteriorated stage, then your life is not even safe. Because you are not going to have a good retirement yet. So it's better for you to do what you need to do now than run away from it.
It's better for us to do what we need to do as Nigerian citizens now than run away from it. Thank you so much, Mr. Shehi. That was really insightful and a very short conversation. That's our new style, nice feedback. We are going straight to the point and giving you what to back to back. All right, you've heard it. We've had Oluwa Shehi and Enuga. You've heard it all. The concept of budget padding, real life examples, and you know what citizens need to do about it. Because let me tell you the truth, you can only jack back to a large. In fact, if you even save your flight money, and I be say you jack out, you don't save your flight money, you stay here. Shehi's flight is increasing by the day. You stay here. And the countries we are running to, which he mentioned, are only standard and have a good functioning system because people didn't just sit down and let, you know, political office holders do what they need to do, you know, just to make monies and, you know, let corruption fly here and there. So please, let's do what we need to do. Let's live right by Nigeria. All right, Mr. Shehi, do you want to give a shout out?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I look forward to coming back here again to hear my view.
Yes.
And our citizens, please, let's follow them.
Yes.
We need to watch to follow them.
Bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper.
Mm-hmm.
With that, we can have a better Nigeria.
An interesting conversation on the concept of budget padding in Nigeria. We know it's not a new thing, but I mean, what do we need to do about it? What can citizens do about it to make it better going forward? Follow us on all our social media handles at BudgetNG, and don't forget to turn on your notification so that as Civic Band is dropping Bono Bono, you are the first person to listen to it. My name is Nancy Odimegwu. It's always a pleasure to have you on our screen. All right, we'll see you next time.